Daily Dose for January 5th. It only takes one. Genesis 11-13:4 gives us the story of the call of Abraham. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." Genesis 12:1. A beautiful thing about God is how He has His handle on whole nations, all peoples, and all individuals, too. Humanity had sunk into its rebellious stew after Noah, culminating in the Tower of Babel. So God dealt with the nations by making it impossible for individuals to speak to each other intelligibly. He scattered the peoples to the places He had wanted them to go in the first place. One descendant of these rebels becomes God's great focus, Abram. Isn't it remarkable how the biblical story always narrows down to one person on whom the love of God alights? There were plenty of temples around the Mesopotamian region, even to the god Ilyah, the Sumerian Akkadian equivalent of the Hebrew El Elohim Yahweh. But it seems that in Abram alone, of all those people, faith clicked. Not even Terah, Abram's father, was a believer in the one God. He worshipped multiple gods. No wonder Abram was told to leave his father's household. But look at what happened to the whole world because one man believed God. The whole world was blessed. Do you see yourself in the same way? While you may not have the call from God to go and found nations, He still may be calling you to be the one that brings blessing and faith to your family that did not or does not know God, just like Abram. Blessings, and we'll see you tomorrow.